Welcome to episode 56 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, the only Permaculture Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. Back in the saddle. How you doing, son?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to see you back.
I'm glad to be back.
That's right. We'll talk about that in a minute. This episode brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrows.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp. Sorry, I'm getting rusty.
Yeah, rusty.
Well, I thought I heard some noise in the background. It was in the headphones.
Son, but you're not recognizing, as they say. Also, EMP Shield, y'all. They got that new micro, and that thing is the cat's meow. You can get $50 off with promo code PERMA, P-E-R-M-A. All right, y'all. Also, check us out on a fountain.
That's good for generators, right? That's a good size for generators, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people with that, like without power right now. Just in Texas while we were there. I can't remember who it was, but like a whole section lost power.
Well, that EMP shield, I mean, it could be, well, we don't know the nature of the power loss. But really, the biggest thing for me, why I want it, is the most consequential and immediate threat, which is lightning and their guarantee on it. I mean, even if you got it as a transient voltage surge suppressor, if you did it something like that, you know, that alone is enough for me. But, and then also people are saying, well, why would I put it on my car? Well, look, all I need to do is get home, Jack. I'm not looking to do anything else. Well, $50 off with that promo code PERMA. Check us out on the Fountain app where you can tip a pimp. All right, y'all, tip of the day. Do cathartic stuff. This is going to be weird. And here's what I mean by that. All right. Well,
it's ironic, too, because I know what Dad's been doing all day.
And it wasn't cathartic. No, I'm doing that because I love your mom. But that's about it. Do cathartic stuff. In other words, maybe painful stuff. And here's why I'm saying it, y'all. And if it means going for a hard walk out there in the cold, you should probably do that, whether it's building a project that you're wondering whether or not you'll be able to do it, whether it's working out, taking on, you know, a new venture altogether, or it could be, you know, telling some really tough stuff on a podcast called the Permaculture Pimpcast, which I got to be honest with y'all, we do a lot of tough things. And I mean, in terms of work, but I got to say, of all the things I've done as of late, y'all have no idea how nervous I was to do that. But at the same time, it was also very cathartic. It wasn't because it was like I was hiding some long lost secret. The truth of it is, I really didn't think anybody would care. I really didn't think I'm thinking, okay, people are tuning in to get, you know, advice and our point of view on certain things. I didn't think anybody would even care. And I'd been wrestling for a long time as to whether or not to even do it. My vote was to not do it. And then your mom and you essentially talked me into it.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. And also, if anybody's wondering, it's the episode called The Permaculture Pimp Daddy. It's the last episode.
Yeah, it wasn't something I really wanted to do. And frankly, I was nervous and even embarrassed about it. And then I was getting text messages from, so many people saying, hey, man, you know, I'm glad you did that. And your mom thought that it might give people hope to think, you know, I guess if they knew the background I'm at, then maybe they would think, okay, if this guy can do it, looking where he came from. And folks, I gave you the edited version that maybe it might encourage other people to do the same thing. Well, I told her, you know what, maybe you ought to do the same exact thing, because your mom, in her own way, I mean, this is a woman that deals with pain every single day. Thank you, Army. And she does a lot of things that are very, very tough for her. She is in pain at the end of every day, and I'm talking excruciating pain. That woman's as hard as woodpecker lips.
Yes, she is.
Despite all that, she still looks after us, does all the work we do, doesn't complain ever. If anything, she might have something of an attitude at the end of the day, but I totally understand that. But I mean, she's a woman that's in pain every day. And, you know, we don't talk about those things. We don't do the whole Stanislavski method actor thing on our YouTube video where you put on a disfigured face and this has been a rough day so you can get more views. We don't do that sort of thing. And so really, I guess the tip I'm trying to get away here, y'all, I feel like there's a giant weight taken off my shoulders to a certain extent. Not because it was, it felt good just to talk about it. Like even the Bible says, you know, you share your burdens with one another and you feel a little bit better. Now, this is something that I've moved past and I don't spend a lot of time in the past. I really do not. So talking about this was like, man, this is stuff I haven't thought about in quite a long time. And to think about it, and I found myself, I'm like, I could have went 2 hours on that thing and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah,
but I didn't get to a lot of Q&A, which we're going to hopefully get to
today.
We're going
to make up for on today's episode.
Yeah, so folks, we're going to have our main topic is going to be about how to get back on track, but we're going to spend a short amount of time on that. There's a lot of Q&A in there, and we're going to cover a lot of that, and I think you're going to be glad you did. Point being, that tip of the day, believe it or not, it was a very cathartic thing, and I felt good, not immediately after, but like, yesterday is when I started feeling good about it. It took a little while, y'all. So yes, I'm glad to have you back in the saddle. So you were away into the farm news.
I was in Texas visiting my in-laws, the in-laws side of the family. Got there and back just fine. There weren't any issues with the flights, which thankfully, because at the same time, stuff was going down with Southwest. Like they had.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, stuff was going down with Southwest and. I mean, everything was going on with Buffalo at the time, too, with all the snow and whatnot. So, thankfully, we didn't have any issues. Apparently, at the Texarkana Airport, you got to get there 40 minutes early, though, because they got people working both desks.
What?
So, you can check in for your flight at one desk. Well, that same lady will be running security through the line or like checking in you or doing the boarding passes and stuff like that.
Man, there are so many people out of the workforce right now. That's another podcast altogether because, man, some of these numbers are dreadful.
I think that was just the specific airline or the airport.
Yeah, it could be just there too, but I'm not looking to doing any flying myself. I'm going to be, won't go into what it is just yet. We'll talk about it, but I'm on a secret mission. Actually, I'm on a training mission. And I'm going to be leaving out this weekend, and I'm going to be gone for about a week and a half, maybe
some
a little
pimp
bit.
Stuff, some top secret pimp
That's
stuff.
That's right. I'm going out to go get some more training, y'all. So just like we talked about before, whether I don't know if it was in the YouTube videos or not, but we take turns basically going different places and getting training, and then we come back. Yeah, some of this stuff costs a lot of money. And we come back, and then we cross-train each other on what we've learned so we can spread the wealth. We all get a... It's kind of cool the way we do that. So now I'm up in the rotation and I'm going to be gone for about a week and a half and I'll probably do some videos out there, but we'll let you know when that happens. So as far as other farm news, well, when you guys were gone, we came up to, basically we're in a podcast room right now.
Yep.
It's one of our spare rooms and, Emily painted this room and it is a very comfortable blue. Folks, what you don't know about us is that we are so utilitarian that we don't do these things. We don't paint. We don't decorate. In your whole life, son, I don't know that we ever put a single picture on the wall.
Nope.
I don't know that we've ever done any of that stuff. And so your mom and I came up here. We looked around and I was like, man, this is a really comfortable space. And so since we're no longer nomads, we're like, okay, well, I'll tell you what. Since you got all this work you got to do, and we were talking about how to make things more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, well, with Kendra working up here in this office and you doing your work and then your mom trying to find space in between, why don't we just take the bedroom we're in and make it a more comfortable space? So we're doing the one thing on planet Earth, y'all, I hate, absolutely hate, but I'm doing it because I love your mom, and that is paint. So we're in there painting the room. We're doing it in pieces, and it also goes back to that power list. Instead of just saying... Like when you were gone, you noticed the garage is improved.
Yeah.
And it's going to get better. So instead, one thing I've learned on this power list is that if it's on that list, I am going to get it done. I will move sun and moon. I will lose sleep. I will do anything I can to get that done. And it's an extraordinary experience. It really is. And what I'm finding out is that what you don't do on that list is put clean the whole garage.
Yeah.
So... on some other failures that I've done on that list, and it's all been a win every single day so far, and not without a great deal of sleep deprivation in the process, What I found out is that you put, for example, don't clean the whole garage, like clean the toolbox and my tool bag. Okay. And then once that's done, clean the bolt bin. Okay. Do that.
Yeah.
And then another day clean, it'll be another thing on the list entirely, like clean the middle of the garage. And then the last thing I did yesterday was clean the north side of the garage. There's a lot of stuff in there and a lot of stuff that needs to go away, all those sort of things. So that's what I'm finding out on my power list. Apparently, William just told me moments before we started broadcasting here that he's apparently doing a list too. So how's that working out for you?
Well, good. I'm only, well, after, I'm almost done with today's list. But that's my first, I guess, day of doing the, I just got back last night. So yeah, this is my first day. It feels good not marking stuff off. It is exciting. It's funny to notice, like, you get excited to mark something off the list.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and it makes you so incredibly efficient, which I'm finding out. And I'm like, okay, once I get this done at the end of the day, I'll make my list for the next day. And, man, I got to say it's the most efficient thing I've ever done. And that's what you find out also when everybody's gone is you find out if you're working with a bunch of people or maybe just your spouse, when they got to leave, I guarantee y'all, you're going to find out where all of your inefficiencies lie. And that's exactly what we did while you were gone.
Yeah.
Is, okay, so where are we missing the boat here? So I went and bought another charger.
Fence charger?
Yeah, another charger. It's one of those highfalutin New Zealand type fence chargers. And one thing we realized while you were gone is right now we got the bull on with the same charger as the sheep. And I'm like, okay, well, this makes no sense, man, because we're having to stretch cords all over the place. So one thing we figured out is I went and bought another AC/DC. I can't remember the name of it, but
is it Patriot?
Yeah, Patriot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's made in New Zealand, which I won't buy anything made in America when it comes to a fence charger. I have nothing but great things to say about these Australian and New Zealand chargers. So we went and got another one. I went and bought one and didn't know your mom went and ordered one. So now we're going to have two.
Two extra ones?
We're going to have one extra. Well, actually, yeah, we got two extra because I got that one now that I found in the garage cleaning it up that I didn't know that I had. And so the good thing is, you know, so that's a preparedness and permaculture thing all at the same time. So the good thing about that is two is one is none, like 10 is nine, nine is eight. You know what I mean? You get the whole prepper ethic there. So now we got extra chargers, but at the same time, we'll have it since the chickens are like following close behind the sheep anyway. It only makes good sense to put one where it covers just the two of them.
Right.
Where it moves every week or two, maybe.
Yeah,
instead of sense. Instead of dragging that stuff for the chickens all over the place, we'll just put up another DC thing, put a ground rod in it. We'll basically do a video about that, y'all. So that's one of the efficiencies that we discovered while William was gone. And so, yeah, that's one cool thing that you find out when everybody's gone. Your mom, in between all this, man, she is studying. Study long, study wrong. So she's down there studying like day and night on her course.
Yeah.
Because we're always learning, y'all. And I'm guessing it's probably going to take her another month to get her certification on this. And then we're going to tell the whole world about it. And we'll let you know how it's working for us, too. But your mom is doing some really serious stuff. Now, this training that she's doing is not cheap. Yeah. I'm also signed up for it, but I haven't had a chance to even mess with it. I'm still going through some training that I had through Stockman Grass Farmer. And I'm getting that done. And I'm thinking, okay, man, I bought this course like a year ago and I'm just now getting into it. And I'm like kicking myself like nobody's business because I'm learning so much. So that's wow. So yeah, anyway, so I'm going to be doing more training and I'm going to try to do training on my time off at where I'm going out in Arizona. And I'll be leaving there on Saturday. So y'all, before we get, let me say one more thing.
Okay.
And this, man, this is kind of off topic here, but this is in the farm news section, y'all. And this is going to sound, I got to say it, man. Okay. So yesterday I was going around getting the pig food. What's today? Monday?
Today?
No. What is today?
Today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Oh my
dang, dude. Yeah,
every day's Thursday. Okay. Well, Wednesday I was going around and, typically when you wear one of Eric Sider's shirt around here, it's a conversation starter.
Yeah, usually.
Especially if you're a brown person wearing one of these permaculture shirts he has. And then, so this is like months ago. Actually, we were, the first time I ran into this lady, we were heading down to help Jason at Sow the Land. And we were going down there doing his thing. I can't remember what for. No, I know we were picking up some stuff from the bakery from this little get together they had. Anyway, went in there. The girl hit me up about the shirt. Like I said, another reason why you ought to check out Eric Seider's stuff. It is a conversation starter, and you're going to find out there are people around you that you didn't know. But anyway, the lady hits, oh, you're into permaculture? So she's like, yeah. So she gives me all her, sends me the website on the place she's involved with, and it just happens to be up in Virginia. I go and look it up, and I'm like, okay, these people are on the side of equation that we're kind of critical of sometimes, so maybe I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time here. So I gave her mine as well. So I go back the next time, and she was polite. And then I go in yesterday, and I'm actually picking something up. And I go in there and said, hey, how you doing? Your name is, I won't say what her name is. And I said, she's like, yeah, yeah. And she's like a little bit kind of standoffish. And I said, well, hi, my name is Bill. I got about that far. She says, yeah, I know who you are. Like very dismissive, like, okay. And the reason I know she went and checked out our website, not our website, but our videos, is because this is the typical. I was telling your mom about this, and I came back kind of irritated yesterday. I shouldn't have. I came back kind of irritated, and I'm like, okay, here we go again. Every single time, it's one of these people that are on the very, very, they are cool with me as long as they think that I am a brown person who's unfortunate or is a, who's somebody that, you know, that thinks he's a victim.
Yeah.
But it's always, it's not the, what folks are out there saying, oh, it's that, you know, tobacco chewing, big truck driving redneck. I have never had a problem with those people as long as I can remember. Never. The only people that I've ever, that try to make, yeah, nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent, folks. I'm going to just say that right off. Thank you, Eleanor Roosevelt. Didn't like the other things you said, but you see, you got that one right. They can't make you feel inferior without your consent, but also I shouldn't have let her make me feel aggravated because she made it very painfully clear that once you see my stuff and you find out that I'm not this person you constructed in your mind or your college professors are, then all of a sudden you see the claws come out. Folks, I can't even tell you how many times this has happened to me now, ever since moving here.
Yeah.
As soon as they find out that I'm not left, I'm not right, I'm just a constitutionalist, I'm a libertarian, call me whatever you want, but I know both sides, Republican and Democrats, are lunatics. And it sure is funny that every time I come across one of these people that are coexist, we need to love each other, the second they find out that I'm not in their camp, or in anybody's camp for that matter, all of a sudden you see the claws come out. But yeah, I just wanted to point that out too. So
it's coexist as long as you can fit in the box.
Yes. Touche, son. See, I don't just have the best color commentator in the business for nothing, y'all. And he just happens to be my son. So anyway, it's part of that idiotic nonsense that I'm really getting tired of. But hey, y'all, I'm finally on this farm segment. I just want to say thank you so much to all you folks out there for the outpouring of love. A lot of, I mean, unbelievable amount of comments regarding that last program, because honestly, I expected people to tune out. I really didn't expect
regarding
that.
Regarding the chemtrails?
No, regarding...
I thought you were talking about the video.
Oh,
the
no.
Comments. I thought you were talking about...
Well, that video blew up, too.
Video. Yeah.
But see, you know what a lot of unscrupulous YouTubers would do? They would keep producing videos just like that.
Yep.
That's exactly what they would do. They would say, oh, look at all the hay I got on this. Look at all the comments. The YouTube algorithms are in my favor. Let me just do doom and gloom all the time. Well, guess what? We don't roll that way. In fact, I almost didn't do that video. I was so furious. And I was like, we went out there to go film something else entirely. And then I said, you know what? I said, Michelle, pull out your camera. And I said, after I was done, I was like, never mind. Let's just scrap it and do. She said, no, this is your mom saying it. She says, no, put it up. I said, nah, ain't nobody trying to hear this. And she says, no, put it up. I'm like, okay, we'll go ahead and put it up. So I sent it to you, and then you put it up. But see, honestly, I'm not going to keep doing that sort of thing. Now, if I feel the compulsion, I will. But this is exactly what we don't do. Just because a video's hot, I'm not just going to go reproduce it. We're all about permaculture preparedness and practical living. If that just happens to be what's on my mind that day, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do it just to go out there and drive numbers. I don't do that, and I ain't going to do it, despite the fact that our you know, they were getting like a daily average of 7 new subscribers a day.
If that. That's a good number.
Yeah. At a time in America where we have record numbers getting into this space. But like I said, I'm not looking for 1 million subscribers. I just want the cool ones like you folks.
I was thinking it'd be cool to get like a time-lapse camera, like a camera just dedicated to long time-lapse and just record every day up in the sky. Just record the sky.
It's funny because I can't even tell you how many emails I got of people sending me pictures of their skies.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was warming. And I still got to get to some of those comments on there. It's warming to my heart to know that other people are out there finally seeing it as well.
Yeah.
And then the frustration they're feeling by, you know, telling family members and friends, and they just refuse to get up there and look. But you want to know who killed Kennedy, but you can't get up there and see the thing that's standing right there in your face. I mean, how crazy is that? But honestly, I want to give a big time shout out to all you folks that reached out. I thought I was going to fall flat on my face, and I thank you. And it is also a joy to me to know that this was helpful to so many other people out there. And I came from a rough place, and I gave you the very, very edited version of it. So if it's some blessing to all of you out there, look, I'm thankful, and thank you so much for reaching out. I do appreciate it.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 17, verse 18, "And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour." As believers, we believe that God can do anything. But when we experience or witness his awesome power, that takes our belief to another level. Remember this, nothing is too big or too hard for God. Nothing is too small or too trivial for God. I want to leave you with this question. What are some things that you have seen or experienced that definitely has caused you to believe?
Well, I got a long list right there.
Yeah.
One of them happened right up in this house.
Yep.
Well, I believed long before then, but man,
when
he's talking about casting out, I'm not trying to make light of what Pastor Lon just said. And by the way, check him out, y'all, Homesteading Pastor on YouTube, and Instagram as well.
Yep, on Instagram as well. It was fitting, perfectly fitting what he said.
Well, especially in light of where I'm going.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, where I'm going, y'all, there's going to be a lot of spiritual warfare, I'd imagine. Plus, it's also going to be in a park that's very close to Mount Graham. Mm-hmm. In Arizona. So there's a reason, folks. I'm not trying to go too sideways here, but there's some very, very interesting things that are going on with the Vatican on the top of Mount Graham, the Lucifer telescope and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to be real close to that. In fact, I'm going to see if I can actually get a tour of it. We'll see, man. I think they shut it down this time of year, but if I can get up that way, I'm definitely going to do it. But I'm going to be out that way. I need to hit up Ben and Denise. Find out where some good places are to eat around there. Man. We'll see. But yeah, I'm going to be around some, son, you know more than I do the kind of people I'm going to be around. So I'm going to have to be prayed up from the feet up, man.
Yeah, I was telling Dad earlier, at least the demons occupying these people are the goofy ones.
Well, hopefully they're a little entertaining. But we'll get through it, y'all. I'll be prayed up. Okay, first article, bad news, and then we're going to get into the good news. For every one bad news article, I'm going to cover two good ones, or ones that ought to be considered good. Check this one out, son. The Psychonauts, the name of this article, it comes from the New Republic. The Psychonauts, training to explore another dimension. Now, this is freaky. In a nutshell, I'm going to give you like the cliff notes of this and why I think it's disturbing. Is that basically they're talking about this guy, basically Kevin, wakes up in a hotel not even knowing where he was. He's lucky he didn't wake up in a hotel bathroom missing a kidney, but he got hooked up on them mushrooms, started tripping, and he's into another dimension. This is an interesting article, and now they're looking at this.
Like physically?
Well,
is that what they're saying?
Well, you got to read the article. And basically what they're saying is that they're exploring new dimensions and they're thinking these, quote, magic mushrooms take you there. Now, they hear people like Joe Rogan and a number of others saying, yeah, this is a great experience. Even Michael Pollan, which was kind of shocking to me. And when I hear a bunch of people start talking about this stuff, I start, let me do the research on this.
Yeah.
And then when you look at the work of somebody like Jan Ervin, he used to have the Gnostic Media podcast. I'm not sure what he has right now. But I remember listening to him. I learned a lot from him. Actually, he's the one that taught me the trivium. He's also the one that taught me the advanced learning, accelerated learning, speed right. reading, what people call speed reading. Got it all from him. Well, he's an ethnomycologist. Looked into this stuff a while back. In a nutshell, I'm not going to do his work any justice, but he's also somebody you should check out. He is saying the polar opposite regarding these mushrooms and how the Maya, the Inca, all these other people, when they started engaging in this sort of thing, is what absolutely destroyed their empires.
Yeah.
And when the conquistadors rolled in there, and you look at the scribes they had along with them chronicling the journey, this is why almost no troops at all could go in there and conquer the entire Inca Empire. Well, they all got mixed up into this stuff. Now, this information I just provided is not in the article. But they're saying, take these mushrooms, and yeah, it's going to lead you to another thing. Like, we don't have enough people on Cloud Nine.
Yeah, you haven't seen Stranger Things? Well, that's what you want to go visit?
Well, here's what's crazy is that when all these people, let's say, engage in this ayahuasca and some of this other stuff, here's why you know, and folks, I want you to think about this. Here's why you know that there are more dimensions than you realize than your physical reality. Is that, let's say you and I both take this mushroom, right?
Yeah.
And we start tripping and we see certain apparitions or unseen things in this unseen realm. But you and I both see them.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
Yeah. That tells you that, I mean, you're in a legit other dimension, but also you shouldn't be there.
Right. That maybe these things are taking you to another, because it's one thing to say, okay, well, this person was just tripping and he had this and that and this, and it all went on. Well, it's entirely another to sit here and say, oh my goodness, you and I both saw the same thing and they don't even address this stuff. Yep. I'm like, okay, there's a reason why we shouldn't be fooling around with this stuff. All right, so that's the bad news article. But folks, everybody out there, this is one of the end things now, telling you to go out there and take these crazy mushrooms. If you got kids, have that discussion. Talk to them, maybe look into this stuff, because they hear Joe Rogan talk about it and then they want to go out there and smoke this chronic and then they want to do all this other stuff. I'm not so sure that dude himself ain't hooked up with some. He's championed people that I knew were CIA plants, as far as the mushroom thing, from way back. People that Jan Ervin and a number of others have exposed. So be real mindful where you hear this stuff, and also consider the fact that a lot of your kids are listening to this. Okay, here's some good one. And like I said, we make no bones about the facts that we are advocates for child rescue, especially veterans for child rescue. This one here from Natural News, Hollywood pedophile ring exposed. Perverted Hollywood elites trying to normalize pedophilia, but child star whistleblower Bella Thorne exposes the high crimes.
Oh, wow.
So I'm hoping and praying. You got people like that Corey
I don't know. Feldman. That's your generation.
Yeah, Corey Feldman. There was Corey Haim and then Corey Feldman, the two Coreys, you know, back, well.
Right.
Yeah, so they had destroyed completely the life of that one kid. I mean, it's just unthinkable, unbelievable stuff that's going on. But the good thing is that the more they try to normalize it, the more good people out there are saying absolutely not. So here's another good news story. Also from Natural News, Swiss organization to provide people with safe blood transfusions from unvaxxed purebloods.
Oh, good.
Yes, yeah, so there's been a number of stories as of late regarding...
Well, that was a question. That was a question not too long ago. It was like, what do we do about blood transfusions from people that have gotten injected?
Right, so there was this baby, and it was in the news a little while ago. It ain't going to be on Fox or MSNBC or any of the prostitutes, but... This kid had to have this, and I want to say it was in New Zealand, maybe England, someplace where they, you know, they yeah. speak a little differently. And it turns out this kid was supposed to go in there for some surgery. Mom and dad did not want this kid to have this blood. They gave it to him anyway, and the poor child died.
Wow.
So this is actually good news, because as things more, and, you know, with this NFL player that fell the other day, look, y'all, I'm not getting any joy out of this. And this is why I told people, hey, a lot of folks are getting benefit of using nitrous oxide or Cardio Miracle.
Yeah.
Eric Sider supplied me with a way to make it homemade. There's homemade versions of this stuff if you can't afford the more expensive thing. But it seems like this has been the one thing that's been helping a lot of people that regretfully got that jab or maybe the booster or whatever the case. This seems to be one of the things that's helping ivermectin and a number of others. But also, the reason why this is a good article, or at least I see it as a good article, is because now people are starting to realize, okay, these elite SOBs, man, they dogged us, and we got to find some plan Bs. So I'm hoping that it doesn't take an NFL athlete. You know, nobody woke up. Nobody decided to wake up when Congress exempted themselves from having to take it.
Yeah.
Exempted themselves. But maybe people will wake up when an NFL player is out there. And by all accounts, I mean, nobody's given a whole lot of information right now, but the word is that he's probably tragically brain dead. So,
wow.
You know, I mean, so back to the good news, y'all. It looks like people are waking up. And as we always say, wake up and smell the corruption or fall asleep drinking the hemlock. All right, when we get back to it, y'all, it is going to get into the main topic. Oh, yeah. Some of that old Clapton. Well, it ain't the old Clapton. But anyway, still a jam. Still fun. All right, y'all. To the main topic, we're not going to spend a lot of time here because we got a lot of Q&A, and I think you're going to find it very interesting. Getting back into the swing of things, everybody has been through the holidays, clearly. Some good experiences, some not so good experiences. Yeah, I'll just leave
some
that
people
one.
Have different holiday stories, that's all.
yeah, and yeah, so some of those things not good and some of those things bad, and then, you know, a week later then you're into the new year, and then you find a whole lot of us vacillating to a certain extent, and you're probably thinking, okay, well, how do I get back on track? Everybody creates these resolutions. I'm going to ask you to consider not doing a resolution. Start with a power list. And then if you want, graduate into what I'm going to do. I'm ultimately going, when I get back from where I'm going, I'm going to kick it off 75 hard.
Yeah.
And that's also another hat tip to Andy Frisella. Also want to give a shout out to John at SOE, Special Operations Equipment, for even, you know, your mom turned me on to him before, but I didn't really pay attention.
Yeah.
And then when I saw the effects in John's life of doing this thing, I'm like, okay, now I'm paying attention.
Well, you thought it was if you're looking at it from like a workout or a lifting program, it doesn't make any sense. And that's what you were looking at it from.
Yeah. Initially when Kendra was doing it, yeah. I was like, well, why are you going to tell somebody how you know, I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it at all. It's not about that at all. It's a mental training hardness program. And I've been through those before. Not like this. I mean, I've been through very, very rigorous kind of training and other things that might be a cousin to this. But once I finally understood what you're trying to build here, I'm like, okay, now I'm on board. But first, I'm going to master this list thing. I'm going to do that for a solid month. And then I'm going to kick this 75 hard off, and I'm not going to fail. There is no way I'm going to fail. So that's where it's leading to. But to ensure myself that I have a better chance of success, that's exactly where I'm going to start with this, getting the list down. And I'm like, good night, man. I can't believe it seems like a list, but no, it makes perfect sense. And then Eric Sider hit me up asking about, you know, he's putting his own list together.
Yeah,
so,
he's listening to Andy Frisella.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, he's got some comments about it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, man, how Eric, he hit me up and asked me, okay, do you do this, this, and this on your list? And I'm like, well, great minds think alike, bro, because that's exactly how I set my list up. There's a couple of things on there, like on my list is you know, one has to do with reading. The other has to do with my prayer life and Bible study. And what I'm finding myself doing is exceeding what I have on the list.
Yeah.
So like, for example, on mine, it's like pray 3 times a day. Well, folks, this is getting into getting back on track. And this is what I'm going to encourage you to do. Instead of making some resolution that you're probably going to fail out anyway, don't do that. Maybe start off with a doggone power list. And because you're thinking, okay, New Year's here. What do I do now? What I'm finding out is this is giving me purpose, direction, and motivation to do some things that ordinarily I might vacillate on or not know what's next to do.
And part of this is to help, like Andy brings up all the time, you don't need motivation. Motivation isn't the issue. You need discipline. And this helps bring up the discipline.
And motivation is fleeting. It really is. You stay motivated for a short period right. of time. It's the self-discipline. It's the ability to say, nah, I'm going to pass on that. This is my charge. This is what I'm doing. There will be no cheat days. I'm going to drive on. And I'm looking forward to that. So I'm going to say, as far as getting back on track, if you were expecting a list of do these 10 things, I'm not going to suggest that to you. I'm going to sound like I do now, which is a broken record, and saying, consider, strongly consider a power list. Maybe even consider doing the 75 hard, whatever it is. If you're out there, because I get these letters all the time, I get a lot of you, believe me, I may not respond as long as you're initial message because I frankly don't have time to do it, y'all. We are all running a farm. I'm doing study. I'm doing the things on my list. I'm actually doing what we say we do.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. We are actually doing what we say we do. So I can't spend 10 minutes responding. It has to be concise, simple, a very elegant thing. But I do read everything that comes in. If it makes it to me,
yeah.
I mean, we got to get over this. We got to change up this email thing, man. Yeah, I'm still having problems. So, folks, if I don't respond,
we'll have to put that on the list one of these days.
Some of this stuff ain't even. There's people that finally get a hold of me, and maybe I might see the comment on YouTube or whatever. They're like, dude, I've been trying to email you forever and a day. Check the junk folder. It ain't there.
Yeah.
So I'm not even getting this stuff. Or there was this other little thing where I sent an email out, and this is a little side note. I sent it out to your mom. Yeah. And it was undeliverable. And I'm like, it auto-filled the wrong email address.
Wow.
So when I never, yeah. So that's not even a possibility. But back on track. Folks, get yourself back on track. Start. Don't think, okay, just because I didn't start on New Year's Day, forget a bunch of that. Just start. And then email me and let me know how this is going for you. Because honestly, if you want, I will, you know, in our Q&A section, I'll take time and tell everybody how it's going for you. And then you bear me up. I bear you up just like I ask you to pray for us. And I do that. Believe me, I pray for y'all. We pray for y'all as a family. We ask that the Lord give his blessing and his motivation and all the things you need in your life, abundance. All these things, we pray for y'all. So I'm asking you also, y'all, pray for us and pray for each other. In fact, one of the things we were trying to do in this new year was actually work on something of a prayer list on our website for all the people that need it. And we got a lot of moving parts, y'all. We're doing so much, and we don't get a whole lot of sleep, especially as of late. But to get yourself back on track, son, is there anything you want to add to this as far as getting back in track in this new year with all this nonsense going on around us? Everywhere you turn around, it seems like bad news, so I don't spend a lot of time there.
I would say, as far as getting back on track, I wouldn't start on Monday. I would start, like, as you're hearing this, if this sounds like you, I would start as soon as you hear this. Like, decide that you're going to change and start a list as soon as you hear this.
Bam. That's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all, Q&A when we get back. All right, some more of that new Clapton. A lot of people don't like that stuff. Anyway, let's get right into it because we got a whole lot right off the bat. Adam, he's out there in San Diego, and this is pretty cool. Could have actually meant to do this in the good news section, but I didn't. But anyway, came across this while I was looking through the headlines at Google, and basically they got compost bins rolling out in January within the city of San Diego. Huh. And it's kind of cool. Not kind of. It's actually... I'm not a big fan of government doing anything, but if you're going to be involved in something, this seems like a decent start, but I'm curious as to what it
something's going on. If you see homeless people disappearing, stop composting.
Yeah, you better check that food supply. Better make sure it ain't feeding y'all soil and green.
Yeah.
Yeah, so every time the government's involved in anything, but this was actually a good news story that I intended to use, but I totally left it out. But thank you so much for sending it, Adam.
I got one from Eric Sider. Just started listening to Andy Frazella. Some good info, but I agree there's way too many F-bombs. For me, it's not the actual word that bothers me, but the overuse. Replace the F word with the like, and it would still be equally as annoying. I think it's important to keep in mind you don't have to try and copy their whole persona. Take what you find useful and leave the rest. There are a lot of productivity and business experts that have useful information, but you wouldn't want to be friends with them.
Bam! I think Eric said it all right there, because we got some people writing back saying, well, I can't stand the profanity. I can't, you know, it is gratuitous vulgarity at that point,
yeah,
because it's a way big overuse of it. And I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to appeal to the young hipster out there trying to find some direction out there. I just think it could be better done. It's like a drill sergeant. You never hear a drill sergeant cuss, but when you do, you know you messed up, Jack. You know it's about to get real. All right, we got one from Mike here, and thanks again for that, Eric. We got one from Mike here. He says he very much enjoys the videos and stuff like that. He lives in the Tri-City area of Tennessee. He's wanting to plant some comfrey, and they have one plant from last year, and was wondering if it'll be when we're going to be shipping it again. I'm guessing it's going to be late March. With this weather, who knows? It may even be in February.
Yeah,
to keep this weather up. But yeah, we could dig up some right now, but you're thinking that's not such a swell idea. And why wouldn't we do that, son?
Because the roots are growing right now. A lot of the root growth is happening right now, but also, I mean, we need the comfrey we have. So if digging it up and harvesting it is at a detriment to the comfrey, then, yeah, I mean, we can't do that.
Well, and it's also not in keeping with, I mean, we might as well be just typical dirt farmers if we're going to do stuff like that. Like Jeff Lawton always says, modern farming isn't at all farming. It's more akin to mining.
It definitely is.
So if we can't responsibly harvest this stuff, I mean, we could be sending this stuff out. Everybody and your great grandmother wants it right now. We could be sending it out right now, and other people might, but I'm not going to do it at the detriment of the soil and the ground itself. We are going to do this responsibly. So that's what we're waiting on. We're letting this stuff grow, and we are going to do it in concert with nature. We're going to work with nature. Even though we could go out there, we could harvest a whole bunch of it. We're just going to put the brakes on until March, and then we'll be back in the saddle. But thank you so much, Mike. And we may have one or two left. I think we're about sold out.
Yeah.
Other people may be doing it, but they're doing it at the detriment of their own farm. I always go back to that guy that we knew, or at least I remember back in, Louisiana, had an organic pig farm, made this Faustian bargain with a bunch of local Whole Food type places.
Yeah.
And then turned his farm into an absolute mud poop pit.
Wow.
Because he had to meet that demand.
To a feedlot. So, exactly what they were trying not to buy.
Exactly. That's what he became.
Wow. I got one from Strider 47. Genesis 6, Enoch, megalithic structures. I know y'all on the pimp cast, but y'all better watch what you say. The Smithsonian is liable to show up at the door. Y'all keep dropping breadcrumbs, and one of these days you need a couple of episodes to serve the whole loaf. Keep up the good work. God bless you and your family. Thanks for all you do. # tip a pimp. Catch Jack. Jack who? The other Jack.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know what? We're actually, that's one of my big, I do a lot of study on that sort of thing, too. I'll put it this way. If we're out here digging anything up, son, if we come across some giant femur bones, I ain't calling anybody but L.A. Marzulli.
Yeah.
A Steve Quayle, somebody. It ain't going to be the Smithsonian. You better get that documented before they come out there and turn it into, there's a number of ways they go about it. But in the future, when we start doing more interviews, because I got to get Aaron T. Scott back on, there's a number of other people I want to get on here, Bobby Spags, Pastor Lon. There's a whole bunch of people I want to get on here, but we're entirely too busy right now to make that happen. So when we do, keep your hat on, because I'm going to be reaching out to some of those people. We got one from Blake, or Balake. Blake. Yeah, I guess that's kind of an inside joke. But anyway, hey, Blake. Hey, brother, heard you mention chemtrails a few times. I have to admit, I have limited knowledge on that. I'll paraphrase what he's saying here. Basically, Danny and Wanda have talked about it too. And anyway, you want to check out a guy named Dane, D-A-N-E, Wigington. And Geoengineering Watches his YouTube channel. It's not just a YouTube channel. The guy is a selfless human being, done more research on this. He, along with a number of others, have produced What in the World Are They Spraying? And then Why in the World Are They Spraying? And then the latest one is called The Dimming. unimpeachable evidence about what they're actually doing up there. And they actually have photographic evidence you've got to check out. I could sit here and give you a layman's version of what's going on, but you would be, and everybody else would be better served. Checked it out. It's called The Deming. I gave you all those places to find it. And barium salts, aluminum stuff, and there's a lot of negative effects that happen when you spray this stuff.
I got a couple here. Po' Boy said, hashtag tip a pimp. Ode to Billy and Son was a great way to end the year. And Jen in Indy says, maybe crowdsource your good news stories from the audience. Hashtag tip a pimp.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so email those. I mean, maybe if you got a question, go ahead and do that. And maybe, man, yeah, tell me your good news stories, y'all. Man, that's a fantastic idea. We don't have the best listeners out there for nothing, y'all. I love that idea. Yeah, tell me some good news stuff that's happening with y'all. I don't even care what it is. It's good news. I would love to source that from y'all. I did it the first time from YouTube.
I think you've done it a couple of times. Not just from YouTube, but from like a...
It would be more personal if we did it among each other, you know? Because I'm telling you my good news stories. Yeah, I'd love to hear y'all. Fantastic one. This one here from Rhonda says, anyway, her Buck stove, we had talked about the other day, keeps it double wide at 75 degrees. Yeah, it keeps this place nice and warm too. She was saying, take a damp paper towel, dip it in the cold ashes, and then wipe the glass. Well, it works.
Yeah.
It absolutely works. Well, thank you so much for that tip, Rhonda.
I got one from Merlin. Hey, guys.
Merwin or Merlin?
Merlin.
Okay, because I know a dude named Merwin. You called him the Trailer Park Wizard, but anyway, that's another story.
Hey, guys, I've heard you mention tree hay. I've never heard of it before. Could you elaborate on how you produce it? Is there a better species? Would it be good for goats and rabbits? Thanks. Hashtag pimp a tip.
There you go. Yep. Okay, I'll give you that. Tree hay. Well, your mom's really the expert on that.
Yeah, she really is the expert.
But basically, everything we got growing, except for like mountain laurel.
And mountain cherry.
Yeah, everything but those, we kind of use as tree hay. People think that you got to have specific fodder trees, but we're finding out, especially your mom, man. Like I said, y'all, she is the brains of this outfit in so many different ways. And if, I mean, she knows more about this stuff, but she's reticent to ever talk about it. But she is a flipping genius on a lot of this stuff. But basically everything, but we use everything except mountain cherry and mountain laurel.
But what it is basically like the clippings off of trees. So if you're clipping off like branches and stuff like that, like manageable sizes, and then you hang it up during the summer and let it dry, and then you use it in the winter instead of like round bales or square bales of actual hay.
Or you could be also taking things like black locust and stuff. You could be using it for your fence post. You could be using it for the best wood you can ever put in a fireplace, and also be using it for tree hay.
But the tree hay, Dad.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can get weight, you know.
What it is 101. Just like a fodder for your animals over winter, and it's not hay. You can get it while you're clearing. It should be good for goats and rabbits, depending on the species of trees that you get. But,
yeah. So Jason over at Kentucky Sustainable, check out his YouTube channel, y'all. Doing awesome, incredible stuff over there. So he says, I'm in the same boat. And as far as silvopasture and stuff, he says, what's the rule again about the amount of trees to leave? So it was at chest level. You want to measure it with a tape measure, the diameter of that tree, whatever it is in inches, double it, but in feet. So if you got 12 inches, it'll be 12 feet, and then double it, so it'll be 24 feet. So you want to clear everything in the circumference around that base of the tree and let that one grow. That's the golden rule for doing a lot of that. He says also he has a lot of cedar trees as well. Would you take those out? It depends, Jason. It's hard to say because I'd have to look at everything to really know.
Well, also, if you plan on doing a bunch of apples, it might not be a bad idea.
Well, it depends on how close your neighbors are, too, and whether or not they're keeping them around.
Yeah. This is from B. Lynn. Billy, I had quite a few tears listening to you talk about your mother and the weekends. I lived in fear of the weekends because of my father's alcoholism. I was terrified he would show up and do horrible things to my mother. Too much to put on here. I had tried to forget that, but my God is greater than earthly fear.
Amen to all that. And that's, you know, you'll find out, and all of us do, that even these people that we think came from a silver spoon background, you know, they got a lot of the skeletons in their closets just like we do. And it's not just those. And those of you that came from a really good family, a lot of you that came from a really good family, like your mom, there's still things that a lot of them suffer that most of us don't give them credit for or don't understand, you know? So there's so many different ways in which we've all dealt with these things, but we take them, we use them as power. Y'all, you can do this, and don't let anybody, any of this psychobabble or any of this other stuff out there. You are greater than the problems you came from. I guarantee it. All right. So we got one here from David. Really enjoy your YouTube and the Pimp Cast. Thank you so much for all you do, and seen, unseen. Thank you very much for your kind words. A couple episodes back, you talked about the Holocaust museums being everywhere and very little or none for people of color. In my opinion, it has to do with affluence. Who has the money? Okay. You know what? You may not be far off from there. That may have a lot to do with it. I think there's more, and I can't really get into it now because it would take an entire podcast to really cover it. Part of it has to do with that.
There's a ton of money in casinos, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but at the end of the day, a lot of these India casinos, they get like 10% of the money that actually comes in there. Yeah. So, you know, there's a whole lot of, I mean, there's a big business in victimhood, in victimism, or, you know, every time somebody, you know, well, among black people, there's a certain people out there that everything is racism, 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 and then you become tone deaf to it. Well, with some of the Jewish people, if you're saying, you're calling other Jews anti-Semites, well, first of all, you're not the only Semitic people out there. You're starting to think that this being used the way racism was used, the squeaky wheel gets to grease for now, but you're overplaying your hands, some of you people that constantly go on about that stuff. He also says he's been taking Cardio Miracle, and he's been getting a lot of good hay out of it. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, so like I said, we don't get anything out of that, y'all, but I have seen a big difference in my cardio. That's a fact.
Got one from Never Ever. Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing your journey. I believe it reaches out to a lot of us that have been lost and struggled in the past and showed that there is a path forward and hope for the future. I appreciate you being who you are with no apologies. There aren't enough real people anymore. I greatly respect people that are true to their values and principles. Thank you for always delivering exceptional content.
Well, thank you so much. That's really what we're trying to do here. We're doing things that really, you know, a lot of other YouTubers have never done. The whole notion of doing YouTube and a podcast at the same time. This is going back to that, doing things that you think are impossible, like the cathartic thing in the beginning. You know, if you look at the first episode, first 10 episodes or whatever we did of this, we were like pigs on roller skates.
Yep.
But as you do it more and more and more, you get better at it. And it's not just getting better at it. I want to be the best there is doing this. And here's the reason why. It's not for what other people might claim. I want to be the best at doing this because it means that you folks, all of you wonderful folks out there, are doing the best in your lives too. Because if you see it in me, I'm hoping that maybe it's contagious, despite where it came from. Last Pimp Cast, he says, wow, what a poem. Billy, you're worthy of respect. It's kind of hard, y'all, for you to read all this high praise about myself, but I do thank you so much.
Well, you better get ready.
Well, I'm nobody special, y'all. I'm a very flawed man. I'm forgiven. And I'm thankful for all the kind words, but I'm going to not do a whole lot of programs like that because I don't want to hear it. Well, thank you so much, Colby. I do appreciate the kind words.
Got one from Do. Thanks for sharing your story. My future wife is black. We're a Blasian couple. Seeing you on YouTube has gotten her on board with buying and building a homestead versus living inner city.
Wow.
Blasian, I'm guessing, is black and Asian.
Well, that's cool, man. I mean, I thank you so much for that. And, you know, I'm hoping that was really the initial impetus when we started out. It was actually hoping that other people out there would see somebody brown like me, a non-traditional, what they call non-traditional farmer, and then realize, oh, hold on, man, you can do this? In fact, I talked about it before that, or maybe I haven't. One of the craziest things when I was farming on the job back in Texas, when I was literally farming on the job, a guy came up, brought his wife, and he was wanting to show her what I was doing. And it was a black woman.
Yeah.
She says, he doesn't look like a farmer. And I'm like, okay, that's part of the problem is that you don't, we all have this quintessential, it's not her fault.
Yeah.
But it's this, you know, it's this quintessential farmer that we think has to sit on the tractor and do all that. No, if you've grown mushrooms in your closet, just like Joel Salatin said, son, tell him what Joel said about a farmer.
a farmer is you. I mean, you're the one that makes,
a farm. Yeah.
Yeah. You're the one that makes the farm. Like, so just because your farm might consist of a south facing balcony and you're growing just sweet potatoes, you're still a farmer. Bam. You're there.
Yes, you are. And it's a joy to hear. We got some more people on, which is record numbers of people are getting into this, but somehow we're only getting 7 subscribers a day. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got one from David. He says, we attended your butchery class and at the farm where you live. He says, okay, well, they've done it. He said, well, here's, you know, it's funny that what he's going to say here is I've heard it echoed so many times. He says, I bet I've said, quote, if it weighs, it pays 100 times. That's exactly why I do it. And I say it over and over again. So two phrases you always hear me say, small cuts, small mistakes. And if it weighs, it pays. And I say it over and over and over again. And for that reason, he said, okay, to the question, he said, I found a dead roundworm in my pig paddock after feeding them pumpkins. What should I be using for a dewormer? Do I need to use ivermectin? And I answered his question, but I'm going to say it because I know other people are probably dealing with this as well. So as a prophylactic, we try to give them pumpkin seeds. We grew a bunch, but we give them pumpkin seeds.
Mom's yelled enough at me during sports events. I know how to say
pumpkin.
It.
Yeah, pumpkin seeds. So we use that diatomaceous earth, garlic, rosemary. I mean, when I say garlic, it can be the fresh stuff. It could be the liquid stuff. It could be the powder. We use that as a prophylactic. Now, we've had pigs in the past where they came in so worm ridden because we couldn't find anything else that I have used ivermectin, but I kept them in a place to where I could isolate their poop. And I used that to get it out of them. And then bam, they were off to the races. So I have used that in the past. But yeah, as a prophylactic, we always give them this sort of thing every single day. But if you keep them moving, you're going to see less of that. So that's pretty important there too. So make sure you keep them on that bicycle.
I got another one from Eric. What an incredible story and amazing journey. It only increases my respect and admiration for you.
Well, thank you, brother. I mean, I got nothing but mad respect. Eric, good friend of the family, good friend of everything. He's one of those, he's like me, man. He's one of those guys that, you know, he is loyal no matter what. He'd help you bury the body. So Eric,
You compost it.
Yeah.
I got one from AG Fritz, I believe.
Son, it's my turn, dude. You up here jumping the gun, man. We're supposed to be going back and forth.
Well, I didn't start it now.
Okay.
But it's for Eric as well. Is there a comprehensive list of nitrogen fixing plants available? And Eric, the reason I brought this one up right after Eric is because Eric is the guy to check out. He just recently, he did a video not too long ago giving you a location to find that list, I believe.
Yeah, well, also if, for those of you that are, there have been a number of people hitting us up about consultations. We're just up to our eyeballs, y'all, and we can't do anything in person. It's just not going to be able to happen over the next year. And we'll reveal the reasons why later on. But right now, just as good as us, in many ways, so much better. He is thorough. Check out Eric Sider. Yeah. Check out his YouTube channel. You're going to be glad you did. Reach out to him, and you'll be shocked at how much you can handle either over a phone or a Zoom call or email and stuff like that. There was a lot of people that have reached out to me after hitting him up and saying, man, didn't realize this guy was that squared away. But yeah. You're dealing with a guy that's done this stuff all over the planet, y'all. Yeah. Check this one out. This one from April says, I wanted to share something with y'all to encourage you. I planted comfrey. This one floored me. Basically, she had a dog that broke her leg, son. I showed this to your mom. This is unbelievable. And she even sent me pictures. My dog broke her leg in two places and had a cast on for several weeks. The bone did not grow back, and they wanted to do surgery. Way too expensive. So our only option was amputation.
Whoa.
However, I remember that one of the reasons I grew the comfrey was because it was a bone healer. Well, it is called what?
Knit bone.
Exactly. And guess what? I wrapped her leg every night for 2 weeks and will continue to do so. My dog has been sprinting, running. Man, dang. This gave me, and then she sent a picture, which for some reason I can't seem to find it on here right now. She sent it in a later email, and I'm like, wow, there is no way I'm not going to talk about that in the next podcast.
Just guaranteed mom is making comfrey salve forever.
Well, your mom had that back injury before she had to see, and I was like, why are we not putting comfrey salve on it?
Yeah, I put, whenever I'm sore from jiu-jitsu and stuff, on my, finger joints and all that, I'll put comfrey salve on. Yeah. It works. That stuff works. Like, cuts, scrapes. I probably, in the family, I probably use the comfrey salve the most. And it's awesome, especially even as chapstick.
Yeah, like she made something of a poultice over here for her dog, man.
That's cool.
I was like, dude, I was smiling from ear to ear, not because we sell Comfrey, but this is exactly what this stuff does. And you don't have to necessarily, look, y'all, MD doesn't stand for medical deity.
Yeah.
You can go out there and get a lot of this stuff yourself. It is out there. So I'm glad, like I said, son, I'm looking for the day when we put ourselves out of business. And by the way, the one person that said earlier about the Comfrey thing, if you have one plant, don't worry about buying it from us.
Yeah.
Tell them what to do, son.
Just propagate it yourself. If you dig it up, cut up the roots into like 2-inch pieces, plant those horizontally into the ground 2 inches deep, you'll have that many Comfrey plants before too long.
Yeah, don't buy it from us. Propagate it. And there's a couple of reasons I'm telling you to do it. Number one, so you have all you need and that you can hook up your neighbors who have never heard of Permapasture's Farm. And I want to make this stuff, I want to put myself out of business because we can't sell it because it is so ubiquitous for so many good reasons. All right, we got hit up, Sean hit me up about a farm visit. Y'all, we can't do that right now, and there's a whole bunch of reasons why. So, yeah, we're going to try to maybe think about doing something in the spring because right now it doesn't do anybody any good to come here when everything's kind of died back.
Yeah, I mean,
you can see it all alive and well. Maybe we can plan something like that. It's going to be touch and go because we got some big things to announce here in the coming months, and it's going to require a lot of our own work.
Yeah, well, the rest of them on Fountain, I know you're getting uncomfortable with all the praise and stuff like that, but that the rest of them on Fountain are basically saying thank you. Like Flyover Joe, Billy, thanks for opening up and exemplifying a courageous spirit. Our experiences make us who we are. Drive on, pimp.
I do appreciate it.
I mean, there's a lot of guys or a lot of people on here that are just happy you did that episode and are showing support for it.
Well, I'm going to read this other one. Colby, he writes, you had me laughing and crying, man. Enjoyed your story. Thank you so much for telling it. Truly inspiring. Well, I do thank you, Colby. And honestly, I guess, you know, despite all the my concerns about, you know, even exposing that much of myself. And like I said, maybe I'll cover more in the future because there is more to cover. And if it's giving anybody encouragement out there, y'all, it just goes to show that I don't care where you came from. I don't care if you're an abused kid. I don't care where you came from or, you know, you're struggling to eat. Use that as leverage to do more than what you ever thought possible. I know I'm doing it right now. Son, you can go ahead and keep going because I got tons more to get through myself. So we got this one from Old McDonald once again. He's asking about chemtrails. There's a lot here, but I can't get into it all. Let's see here. He says, saw your video about people being afraid to talk about chemtrails and the other problems. Yeah, well, look, there's a lot of chemtrail questions in here, and there's a lot of people awake to it. Man, that really gives
we
me...
We should do an episode on... you know what I'm seeing? We should do an episode on chemtrails.
Maybe we get Dane Wigington on here sometime and actually talk to him about this.
Yeah.
You know.
That would be cool. I think we should do that.
Yeah.
I got one from J15230 # tip a pimp. Great show. I am sure God will bless you and someone else for your openness. Keep up the faith and spreading the truth.
Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you so much for that. Here's one from Keith. I saw this one today. This is one of the many that sent pictures. Check this out.
Man.
I know you can't see it, y'all, but this is one of the many people that sent things about chemtrails and stuff like that. It looks like a lot of people, when we talk about this stuff, they're like, yeah, thanks for, you know, I feel less alone now.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten a lot of that. And he was talking about driving back from between Utah and Colorado, and he was listening to a few pimp casts. And he says, yeah, wild backstory. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. You have no idea, my man. But anyway, yeah, he's familiar with Dane Wigington and all the stuff that's going on there, but he's one of the many that are out here showing pictures of all this stuff.
And just to describe the photo, it looks like a plane flew by, left the chemtrail behind, and then the chemtrail slowly spreads out and turns into one big, not even a cloud, it's just a haze.
Well, we got another one here from DJ. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Also comes from the same kind of background that I did, and he's, you know, hopefully more positive than negative. Yeah, it is, and it takes work. These things ain't just going to happen. So work on that list, y'all. That's a good way to get it going. He says, we crushed it. And thank you for allowing yourself to be vulnerable. But look, man, if it helped so many people out there, man, I'm now thankful that I did it. And thank you so much. I know you had a rough background too, man. My man got linked up with had a shootout with a gangbanger and whole nine yards, man. But hey, he wound up on the positive side of that. Another one from Arden here. Fourth Turning, put that on your list. Yes, Arden, we've talked about that quite a bit. The Fourth Turning by Strauss and Howe. And folks, you're going to want to check that out. This one here from Joe D. Yeah, great to hear from you, Joe D. I wanted to know your thoughts on collecting gray water from a farmer. Septic tank isn't always large enough for the number of people. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking about. So they're considering diverting the shower, sink, dishwasher, and so washing machine and all these others to alleviate the burden on the septic. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Definitely do it. And Eric, he said one on those gray water planter beds, it was 1 meter per person, I believe, 1 square meter per person. If you were wanting to like filter the water before using it, you don't have to do it that way. Like we had gray water going directly into a swale in Texas and it worked just fine. Yeah. It stinks a little bit.
It stinks, but it's not like you're smelling like raw sewage. Right. Stink. It's nothing it like that.
It doesn't smell like you drove past a feedlot.
No, it's nothing like that. Speaking of Eric, man, I'd love to get him on. You need to get out of California, nephew.
Yeah.
Find your way over this way. And
find
then,
a free state.
That's right. yeah, especially one where they're not geoengineering storms. Speaking of which, we got one from Tom. He says he's 78, man, played basketball the whole nine yards. And he says, man, they're killing basically the whole ecosystem with this geoengineering and all this other garbage that's going on there.
Yeah.
We got another one here. Interesting stuff, y'all. I know it's running a little bit long, but these are really awesome points. We got one from Kenneth Swad. Yeah. Sword. Yeah. This is a pretty good thing. He was talking about a lot of cool things, but actually the freezers. And he was talking about, man, now think about some of those parts that come out of there before you go tossing it. Like the fan motors are usable for anything that may fit. Defrost timers, if equipped. I mean, hey, man, Kenneth, don't be wiring no IEDs or nothing with this stuff. But he's saying, yeah, man, you can repurpose a lot of this stuff. Defrost elements are good in water applications to melt ice and warm water. Power cords, all those things, man, that is a really, really great idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
At first, I thought, we got one from Arden. He was asking about flashlight and headlamp advice. And I thought he was joking with me at first, but really, the truth of it is, man, I don't use them. I mean, I really don't. I mean, if I do use them, it's like I'm working under the house or something I need. But in a tactical environment, I never use flashlights. I never use a headlight, ever, ever. Just let your night vision come around, and I might do some more videos on that sort of thing.
Yeah.
If you let your night vision come around, you'd be shocked at how much you can actually see. Got one from my old Army alumni here from the 307th. Thanks, Mike. He was talking about, he says, anyhow, I was feeding my pigs and getting ready for my chickens to be let out this morning. And then he's sending me another videos of, these are actually videos that he sent of the junk they're spraying in the sky. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, hey, Essions. Yeah, if you're wondering what that means, that's what that means. It's something between us old engineers from back in the day.
Yeah, so anybody wondering still has no idea what it means.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to be part of the club. All right, y'all, so we got...
I'm not joining the club, Dan.
No.
They're trying to draft me to the club right now.
Yeah, so we got one from Janelle and Jacob. He says, dude, I really like your channel and wanted to say thank you so much for your knowledge. Also, we appreciate your sense of humor. Thank you. Thank you. It's trust me. That's one thing I'm hoping to always keep. We recently watched your video on consequences be damned and wanted to mention that we live in Eugene, Oregon, and they're sending honestly stuff about all the crap that's, I mean, they're seeing it there too. So, I mean, everywhere you turn around, man, there's something going on. And people, here's one of the ones they took.
Oh, wow.
From theirs, yeah. So it's, everybody's seeing this garbage going every single direction. And it gives me such joy to see so many of y'all seeing it as well. But look, y'all, thank you for the outpouring. Thank you for the love. We love you back. We pray for you. But most importantly, if you take anything away from this podcast, or rather, Pimpcast, or if you take anything away from the YouTube channel, it's that you can do this. And if you're looking for a kick in the pants, a really good way is to start with that list. So stay alert.
Stay alive.